Welcome to the third episode of The Strangest Cars I've Raced on the Marshall Pruitt Podcast, presented by Cooper Tires. This follows our first and second episodes. We had David Hobbs talking about the 1972 Lola T310 Can-Am car, and Owen Trinkler sharing insights about the insane 1997 Kyler Kopf World Sports Car chassis. We are moving to Formula One this time. My friend Stefan Johansson, 1988. The Ligier JS31, powered by a 3.5-liter Judd V8 engine. What made this car strange? Well, in a year where McLaren dominated with Ayrton Senna and Alain Prost and the McLaren MP44 Honda, our friends in France at Ligier decided, you know, what could we do that no one else has done? Let's move the fuel cell from directly behind the driver in the tub to behind the engine. yes, a brilliant idea. So brilliant that everyone else had decided it was absolutely not the thing to do. If you take a look at that 1988 Ligier chassis, which was replete with nothing related to high performance, you'll notice that that Judd V8 engine is bolted almost to the back of the roll hoop. Perilously close to the helmets worn by Stefan Johansson and René Arnoux, with a large fuel cell and that fuel sloshing around in this era where refueling was not permitted, where you did an entire Grand Prix distance with all the fuel you needed. We will leave our friend Stefan Johansson here to describe the limitations that it brought as we get ready for the start of the 2018 Formula One World Championship. So a look back here 30 years ago when Ligier designer Michel Tatou, he was taking a lot of aspirin, a lot of headache medication, because the car that he designed for Guy Ligier was not something that represented his country or the manufacturer to the degree that they had hoped. You can get every episode of the Marshall Pruitt Podcast on iTunes, on Podbean, on a Marshall Pruitt Podcast Facebook page. And here we go with Stefan Johansson, definitely one of the strangest cars he's ever raced, the 1988 Ligier JS31 Formula One machine. Steph, you've driven a lot of crazy things in your career. I would consider a couple of them to be strange. Is there one that stands out to you where you look back and go, that was a strange damn race car to drive? It either didn't do what I wanted it to, or it's going to go down in history as a horrible concept. What comes to mind?
Well, the 88 Ligier is certainly going to be up there amongst the F1 cars, at least, as one of the, Arnoux, funny enough, was my teammate. And we used to joke, you know, that our dynamics by Isaac Newton, because the only thing that kept on the ground was gravity, you know. It was aside from this quirky fuel tank in the middle of the car,
yeah,
you know,
so let,
but I mean, it had
that.
No aero, no downforce whatsoever. This
so
car.
I love the idea, the basic idea of, well, the way we structure the tub is we have the driver sitting at the angle and we use that void behind them back to the bulkhead to fill it with fuel, but the engine might be heavier, so what if we could reconfigure things to try and move the fuel cell behind the engine to improve balance?
I think it was poor Michel Tatou, you know, as the chief designer.
Did he like wine?
That him and Guy, and, you know, sort of just having lunch over a couple of bottles of wine, and he drew up this thing, you know, and Guy just, and not, apparently after that it was like Michel's there, like, he wouldn't leave him alone, you know. It's like, that was it. He was like, every day is in the design of, just hammering this idea about the fuel tank in the middle, you know.
We've been racing rear engine Formula One cars for decades. No one's ever thought of this but us in 1988. Yeah. And you go, there's a reason no one's done this.
Yeah. Anyway.
So tell me about handling, or what we would call, quote, handling with that car. So the aero was off, the balance was off. I mean, tell me about your first laps in the car. How's that? That'll probably tell us everything we need to know.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, when the first laps, you never know, because you think there might be, you know, whatever, you start adjusting the car, thinking that it's something maybe on the, you know, mechanical side or whatever, you know. But I mean, it's suddenly after half a day of the first day of testing, you realize that, you know, this car is not.
You're in for a long year.
Yeah, it's going to be, you know, a difficult car.
And so it's not like you can just say, oh, we're going to redesign the front wing. We realize we're a
No.
little bit light on front downforce. This is some kind of basic, fundamental, I don't know how we get around this type stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we, you know, when you're around all the other cars, when you do the official test days, you know, and everybody's there and you know, you're struggling to be in the top 20, you know, you realize that this is going to be a pretty tough year.
Last question on this. So there were some times where there's you just the ability to qualify for a race was not in the realm of possibility. What does that do for you as a guy who is coming off of driving for Enzo Ferrari, Ron Dennis? I mean, Ligier back then was still a reputable team, but I mean, is that hard to keep your spirit up? How do you manage with a
Well,
car that's
yeah,
just
I mean, you just try to do the best you can in this situation. But of course, it sucked being, you know, fighting for podiums and wins, and then all of a sudden be, you know, fighting to even get in the grid, you know, which is exactly what we ended up doing that year. You know, we were battling to make it onto the grid because there was, you know, three or four cars that didn't make it to every race back then.
So in the Stefan Johansson collection of race cars I drove that I want to own, we're gonna suggest 1988's Ligier JS31 might not be in your mental
No,
inventory.
certainly not for those reasons anyway, no. I mean, it wasn't an ugly car, I don't
No, it
think. It
looked
was quite a
great.
pretty car, but you know,
Beautiful
just
colors.
didn't work, yeah. But yeah. Yes, you know,
You
the
poor
way it works.
bastard.
Yeah, I mean, you
I hope he
can't.
paid well. I
But you
hope he
know,
made good money at
well,
least.
it wasn't great, but you know, hey, the way I look at it, I mean, you still do what you love doing. I mean,
Yeah.
it's you can't always get in the bad. I mean, look at Alonso. I mean, you know, he's, you know, arguably the best driver in the world still. You know, and you just when you know, you just gotta, again, you know, you gotta enjoy the moment and just do the best you can with what you have. You know, when the stars line up, you're gonna win, and but you can't always have that. You know.
And that was the third installment of Strangest Cars I've Raced on the Marshall Pruitt podcast, presented by Cooper Tires. Good old Steph. Man, just one of life's true gems in terms of storytelling experience. And there are a few other donkeys from Steph's past that we will bring to you in future episodes of Strangest Cars I've Raced. We have a couple of other Stefan Johansson podcasts that have been sitting in the can that I look forward to rolling out here soon. And we definitely want to sit down and capture more with Steph. He is an eternal fountain of storytelling. All right, I'm Marshall Pruitt. This is a Marshall Pruitt podcast presented by Cooper Tires. Thank you for listening.